Bank of Cardiff, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, this is Danny Bakta, just returning your call, and I got your messages as well.
Oh, cool. I've got your file actually open. Can I put you on a brief hold? I've just got something stuck in the hold. Like 30 seconds. Thanks. Hi, are you still with me?
I'm still with you, Ruben.
All right, cool.
Excellent.
Cool. So I've got your file into underwriting. I just had a quick question for you. It's completely fine. I've been doing this for long enough where I don't put pressure on people, but I also understand, I also like to be straightforward with customers. So I understand you're applying with a lot of different companies for loans. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Could I ask you to not do that, to hold off any additional inquiries? Because I wouldn't want to just, you know, I'd rather just get, I guess the question is, how many people have you applied with? Because I see a lot of inquiries on your credit recently, and I don't want to shop your file over town. It's not in my nature.
Right. And so basically, it went to one broker, and then I believe they shopped it out to a bunch of places. So I requested for that to be stopped, because I was getting a lot of solicitation, like emails.
When was
from
that?
Various companies that they were shopping. So.
When was that?
I believe you're looking at something probably from yesterday.
Let's take a look. Give me a second. So, I pull Experian, so I don't see all the inquiries, but there are a lot of, so if we go back, there's one I see actually, I only see one inquiry that's probably through a broker that did it yesterday, but then towards the end of 2015, I see a lot of inquiries. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 inquiries, and that's just in the fourth quarter. So, and it seems like one of those is the CAN loan, so I guess that's who you went with, and then you applied for some additional funding. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let me ask you, are some of these questions, and some of these, I hate to sound like a bigot, and I'm not, but some of these companies are in New York, and they're very, very nasty companies to deal with. I'm sure you've had some people put a lot of pressure on you to sign. Is that accurate?
You know what? I don't fall for that garbage. I mean, basically, a lot of them are shady, and so I chose not to go with that. Can Capital was one because it's internally they do have great service, and so a lot of these other ones that the brokers shopped were just shady. I mean, you know, it was pure data collection. They'd ask for
a very high pressure sale, correct?
Very, very high pressure sale.
Okay. So yeah, I would just say, like, just, you know, we're gonna do I do one inquiry on Experian. I'm not going to shop your credit all over town. We're a lender and a syndicator. I lend my own money. I work with other lenders. I have three programs internally where we don't even – you could get a letter in the mail, but it's a soft inquiry, so you won't even see the inquiry. There's 1 to 2 partners that do a hard inquiry, so the most inquiries you'll see is 3. I'm not going to shop your credit all over town. I would just ask you to, because I run into this issue a lot, like people kind of shopping, and so
right.
I don't think that's a good idea to do. So I appreciate that you're kind of putting a stop to that. Okay. And then did you get my email about the payoff letter?
Yeah. So I'm sending a request right now to our Ken representative.
Okay.
Send me a payoff. So I'm assuming that you need a payoff as of today, or should I get it as of another day?
As of today, it's fine, and then your balance will go down every day. So the only reason I tell you is, CAN, the way they work is, some loans will pay off sometimes. I'm going to give you different options. One question I do have for you is this. So the way that our payoffs work, just so you know, is we give discounts to all our programs, and it is irregardless of where the money comes from. So we don't tell people, oh, like, you owe us $100,000 and you'll only get a discount if you pay it off using your money or our money or someone else's money. But some companies, which I don't really agree with, they basically tell people, well, we'll give you a discount, but only if the money comes from you, because they're trying to prevent the customer from getting a refinance, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yep.
So the question I have for you is this. In just to kind of think ahead here, it looks like in May, your balances got really light, and then you had a huge wire come in at the end of the month. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. The question I have for you is this. What's your current balance right now?
Current balance, Ruben, should be around 45K in that range.
45K. Okay, cool. Okay, and then are you expecting any big wires right now, or is the balance going to be the same?
No, we are the first week of September, so around the Labor Day, shortly after Labor Day, we'll start seeing some of the wires reoccurring.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I think they'll ask for it, so just to be on the safe side, when you have that balance letter, can you also send me your month-to-date screenshot, please? Just the current activity for May?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Very, very helpful.
All right, Ruben.
Call back. Are you still in San Diego right now, or are you out of town?
I'm actually out of town right now, so I'll be in Phoenix, the Phoenix area for the next few days, and then back to San Diego towards the middle part of next week.
Okay. And just full disclosure, one of the companies that you were submitted to, is just me being straight out with you, they're a company called Business Financial Services. We actually work with them occasionally. I'm going to have my rep that handles my credit reach out to them and just ask them if they were interested in your file or what kind of offer they'd extend to see if it's even worth, you know, if they had something great, I'd let you know, but I'm not going to run it there. I'm just going to ask what kind of options are there to give you different options, okay?
Okay. Appreciate that, Ruben.
Yeah, no problem. I have no interest in running your credit all over town. It's not what I do.
Thank you. Yeah, that's important. So I definitely appreciate that.
You got it. Thanks for your call back.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.